This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Okay, stick with me on this one, would you? Because there are going to be some twists and turns along the way to our first story today. We have a lot of inflation in this economy, right? Right. And the Federal Reserve is raising interest rates to get it under control, right? Also, right. And one of the ways that's manifesting is that the stock market is sagging. We've been talking about that, and that, as we've been saying, is kind of okay with the Fed. It tightens up on what are called financial conditions. And that is what is supposed to be happening. The other thing that's supposed to happen as the Fed raises rates, as money gets more expensive, that is, right, is that consumer demand is supposed to slow down. And oh, look, it is. And that, at long last, gets us to the Marketplace word of the day and our lead story. Inventory is the word. For the better part of this pandemic, retailers have been moving from just-in-time inventory management to what you might call just-in-case inventory management. Instead of stuff arriving at stores regularly and consumers being able to snap it all up quickly, retailers have been beefing up their inventories, keeping plenty of goods on hand because who knows when supply chains might snap or shipping prices might spike even more, I mean, than they already have. And over the past couple of days, there have been signs that all that extra inventory that retailers have been piling up is coming back to haunt them. Marketplace's Justin Ho gets us going.
This week, we learned that some big retailers are stuck with too much inventory.
Walmart, Target, even through the department store space.
That's Steph Wissink, senior research analyst at Jefferies. Many of the goods that are piling up are the items consumers had been buying a lot of during the pandemic. Things like office furniture, home decor.
Kitchen appliances, things that are on the tabletop and the countertop, even things like basic and casual apparel.
But since the economy's reopened, consumers are less interested in buying those goods and more interested in spending on services like going out to eat. Mickey Chada, a senior credit officer at Moody's Investor Service, he says being stuck with a lot of inventory is not ideal for retailers.
When you're looking at a cost of these items, they're more expensive and they take a lot of space to store.
And that storage is costly, too.
You're paying for inventory. You're putting it in your warehouse. You have costs associated with that. And so the key is to keep that inventory flowing.
And that means markdowns, which are also not ideal for retailers, says Brian Yarbrough, consumer research analyst at Edward Jones.
Maybe you mark it down 20% off. Maybe it's 40. Maybe it's 50. And when you do that, that means your profits get squeezed. And potentially, if you have to mark it down too much, you end up losing money on that product.
Retailers are stuck with all this extra inventory because they made some lousy forecasts about consumer spending, says Nicole D. Horatius, a professor at the University of Chicago.
We have a saying that forecasts are always wrong. And I think forecasting, in normal times, forecasting is incredibly hard. And in these times, it's extremely hard.
D. Horatius says Target and Walmart are probably pivoting to stocking more food and other basics. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.